It is time for sports, and let's bring in Mike Kazi. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm one tooth less than I was yesterday when I spoke with you.
It's gone?
My dentist wasn't in, so I went to Martin DeWay, who's a guy I know, a good dentist I know, who's a friend of mine right here. He's right around the corner in Sharon. He made a space for me because I started to get a second abscess really quick.
Oh, man.
And in and out within an hour, and had to pull the fending tooth.
Oof.
You know, you look at the size of the tooth, and you look at the strength these guys have to use to get it out, and you say to yourself, teeth really are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That tooth has been in there for 66 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did not want to go.
Wow.
Did not want to go.
That stinks.
That's right. So now I go back to my regular dentist today, and they work on the other abscess, which is all calmed down now. So.
You had two of them?
Yeah. One was bad, but then the other one popped up yesterday morning, Mike, about 8 o'clock. And by 10 o'clock, it had far outpaced the pain and stuff in the other one. So I knew. It was.
You got to stop eating candy, man.
It's not. It's. I don't think it was candy. But anyway, so now let's go to sports.
Yep.
You know, I'm starting to be a big believer in the Mets if they get to the postseason. I know, Mike, but
that's like saying the Titanic would have been a great luxury liner if it didn't sink on the first voyage.
I know, but they're not
making up ground.
I know, but they're beating the good teams.
They're not making up ground.
They're a game and a half
out. The hole that you dig is too big. They're not making up ground. The Braves are winning, the Nats are winning, the Cubs are winning, the Cardinals are winning, they're all winning. All the teams ahead of them are winning. The only team that's not winning are the Giants. They've lost four in a row. So the Mets haven't picked up any ground. They're still three games behind the Nationals. So they're winning. But it's a good thing they're winning because they'd be out in oblivion right now. The Indians are playing awful baseball right now. They've only won three out of their last 10. So they caught the Indians at the right time. For as hot as the Indians were, as cold as they are now, their bats are absolutely silent. You could say the Mets did it. I don't know. We'll see about that. So, but nonetheless, they swept the Indians, and they've held position, and now we see what they do because the Bravos are coming to town. Winners of five in a row and eight out of their last 10. So these are the games you have to win. So they're playing good. They're winning games. Unfortunately, the hole that they dug is big. And, you know, as long as the other teams ahead of them keep winning, they're just holding serve. They're not picking up ground. But that's better than losing ground.
The Yanks so far 0 for the West Coast. Houston has turned back things around after a little rough stretch. They've got two wins now in a row.
Can you imagine if George Steinbrenner was still alive?
No,
as the Yankees are playing, losing four in a row, it'd be Panic City.
Yeah. Don't you remember when the Yankees at one point in the season that year, they won all those games, only had 28 losses, and the last quarter of the season, they lost like 25 games, and they won the World Series that year, and he was upset at that.
Well, this isn't the same type of team.
No, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he would be going berserk. And right now, they do have the potential to lose seven games in a row. They're going to L.A. The Yankees starting pitching is absolutely horrendous. The Dodgers have their big guns lined up to pitch against them. This is going to be a real telltale sign. Now, the Yankees, they've had physical adversity through the year, but they've been winning games. They lose seven games in a row. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in that clubhouse.
All right. So now,
I mean, they could beat the Dodgers three games in a row, but the way the Yankees are playing, it doesn't look good.
All right.
And if they lose three and Tampa Bay wins three, all of a sudden the Rays are only five games behind.
Yeah. All right. So, how we doing Saratoga yesterday?
We backed into one.
All right.
Lucky Curlin ran third, but his stablemate Enforceable won. So a small consolation. We cashed the ticket. Wasn't a big ticket, but, oh, my God, I was so close yesterday. I played the late pick four, and I played a pick three in it, and I was sitting on a pick three going into the ninth race with three horses. One of them ran second by a head, had the whole lead around the track at 20-1, and got beat at the wire by the favorite. Talk about spitting out blood. I was a little mad at that point. The pick three was coming back 1,400. And as luck would have it, in the last race, my horse won. So I was probably looking at like a $5,000 pick four for an $18 ticket. So I would have hit the pick three, pick four. It would have been $7,000. Mikey would have been happy this morning.
That's right. Okay. Hey, you see where Cam Newton got a foot injury last night?
Big Newton's hurt already?
Preseason game, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Guess the season's over.
If he's hurt, the season's over. All right, so I was going to say the kid the Giants picked up is coming along nicely. He's nowhere near ready to be a starting quarterback, but he fits into their system. So we'll have to see how that develops anyways. But he's playing. The times he's been in, he's played well, not bad.
Okay.
But we're still going to see Eli until they're like 0-7.
Eli didn't play last night, huh?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't see any stats on him.
Yeah, he played the first drive. Hang on a second here. He actually did pretty good.
Because I saw that they won, and I pulled up the box score, and I didn't see any numbers for him.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he 15 play field goal drive is what he did.
That sucks.
He was 7 for 15
plays, and you get 3 points.
7 for 8. Yeah, it's because of one of the young receivers dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone.
Okay.
But he was 7 for 8 and 41 yards. So
7 for 8 for 41 yards.
Yeah.
So that's about almost 6 yards a pass.
Hey, obviously they were using the running backs. I didn't see it all. But he played anyways.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And
over, under on Jet Yankee. I'm all over but the Giants. Over on Giant wins it stands at 5.
I'm not going to argue with you because...
No, it is. I'm not making that up.
No, I know. I can't argue with you because just look at the last three years. But we'll see what happens. If they don't, let's see what happens 4 weeks into the season. And then that'll tell us. Because they're going to miss the Golden Tate for the first 4 games. We're going to have to see where they stand after the fourth game of the season. All right, what else do we have here?
Racing, a lot of racing.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the track and Mike Cossey.
8th race today at Saratoga is going to be my pick of the day for today. Number 3 horse, City Man. This horse won a 5.5 furlong sprint on an off-the-turf race. Won real nice for Christopher Clement, who usually doesn't win first time out. steps into a New York, today's New York bread day up there, so hold on to your money. Don't bet too much. Steps into a stake race, $200,000, going 6.5 furlongs. Horse sits off the pace, makes a nice move. Won his maiden. I think this horse comes back today and runs big again. So pick of the day in the 8th today is the 3-horse City Man. It's Travers weekend up at Saratoga. Looked at the card last night. A lot of short fields and big favorites throughout a lot of it. So I'm going right to the 8th race tomorrow for the Ballston Spa. Grade 2 race. This horse has some horses running in it. There are 9 runners in this race. The weather's good up there. They had a couple races off the turf yesterday, but the weather's supposed to be real nice today and shouldn't be any issues with track conditions tomorrow. In this race, I'm looking at 3 horses. One is the 3-horse Secret Message. It gets a big jockey change from Trevor McCarthy to Jose Ortiz. This horse has been really good on the turf with 8 starts, 3 wins, 2 seconds. Ran an even 4th last time out. Had a bad trip, thus the jockey change. So Secret Message is going to be live tomorrow. A horse that's been ran in the States and went back over to Europe and comes back is the 5-horse Indian Blessing. Gets Florent Giroux. Florent Giroux's been riding real well all over the country this year. This horse at 8-1 is a must use. And my top pick's going to be the 8-horse Starship Jubilee. Just like last year, these horses from Woodbine are coming down and running real well at Saratoga. Point in case a horse won the stake on the grass last week up there. This horse has 27 starts on the turf with 12 wins, 4 seconds, and 2 thirds. So this horse dances the dance every time. Has a real nice work on August 10th up at Woodbine, going 4 furlongs and 47-3. All systems go for Starship Jubilee tomorrow in the 8th race. So the 8's my top pick with the 5 and the 3 to round out exactas. From there, real quickly, to the personal Ensign. This is one of those short-priced races. Midnight Bisou is going to be the favorite against the late because big money Mike Smith is going to be on the one horse. Too bad Midnight Bisou can't run a mile and an eighth. This horse is very good at a mile and a sixteenth, has never won at a mile and an eighth. Tomorrow's race is a mile and an eighth. Midnight Bisou is going to be a toss for me at probably about even money. A late, coming off two real nice wins, one at Churchill, one at Delaware. The further this horse runs, the better she is. So late's my top pick in the personal Ensign. And I'm going to round out my exacta with the six horse, Golden Award for Billy Mott. This horse has never been worse than second at Saratoga. Midnight Dioro out of an Archmare. This horse can run all day, unlike Midnight Bisou. So a 4-6 exacta in the ninth race in the personal Ensign. Race before the Travers is the Grade 1 Sword Dancer, the 10th race, mile and a half on the turf. I'm looking at two horses out here that are horses for courses. The 8-horse Channel Marker with 3 starts with a win and a second, coming off some nice races down south at Belmont. Had a little bit of problem in the last race. Been not a great trip. Rosario stays with the horse. Channel Marker is going to be a play for me in here. My top play in this race, as a matter of fact. I'm going to use two horses underneath. One is another Channel horse, Channel Cat. This horse wired the field up at Saratoga in the Bowling Green at 13-1. I'm going to come back and use that horse again in the exacta. And Saddler's Joy doesn't win much but hits the board a lot, is the 9 horse. So the 8 Channel Marker with the 4 Channel Cat and the 9 Saddler's Joy is how I see the Sword Dancer. Brings us now to the Travers tomorrow. It's expected to see 12 horses line up in here. I'm going to use the 12 tax for Danny Gargan. This horse is still very sharp, obviously, by the works since winning the Jim Dandy. Post is going to be a little tough. There's going to be some speed inside. Not a lot of speed from what I see in this race. Looking at Bikinis and Mucho Gusto is going to be the speed that this horse is going to have to outgame. This horse sat back a little bit last time to work out the trip in the Jim Dandy. Horse is too sharp for me to ignore here. Everybody's going to be talking about Tacticus. Going to get blinkers on, which to me is not a good move. The horse hasn't had problems in traffic. The horse has problems out of the gate, and the blinkers isn't going to help that. This horse is going to be way, way over bet, and Tacticus is a complete non-use for me tomorrow in this race. The two horses I like best in here, one is the one, Owendale, who's coming in off a win in the Ohio Derby. This horse has run very well this year, winning the Lexington, running third, closing late in the Preakness, and like I said, winning the Ohio Derby, training very, very well for Brad Cox out in Churchill Downs. Owendale can win this race. I'm not betting two horses to win in the race, though, and my top pick is going to be the 4, Code of Honor. Shug McGahee has been pointing this horse to this race the entire season. Wasn't confident in the Kentucky Derby. Ran a very nice race in the Dwyer. This horse is working lights out up at Saratoga. This horse, if you watch the replays of his works online, he's really grabbing ground and moving tremendously. I'd be highly shocked if Code of Honor doesn't win the Travers tomorrow. That's how I'm very, very confident with this horse. So Code of Honor is my top pick. Owendale is going to be used with him, as well as the 12-horse tax. So a 2-1-12 combination is what my Travers bet is going to be tomorrow. And post time for this race is at 5:44.